welcoming back to the Crotch Out Radio Show, the most electrifying autistic cisgender female in porn, the Puerto Rican bionic booty, supporter of our warriors, the engineering mistress, La Boricua Bella, Mercedes Carrera.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today in paradise?
I am great. You?
Good, good, good. So,
okay.
Yeah, so, well, let's get started.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on the coronavirus?
Well, I think at this point, it's, okay, like, I'm going to say some stuff that's pretty inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on? Is it like,
yes.
Are people listening?
Oh, no, I'm recording.
Okay. So I'm going to just say for the record that I'm going to say this in the event that I meet a suspicious end.
Mm-hmm.
I never take anything that's not prescribed to me, and I'm not suicidal. I want to make that really clear, like, for the record. So, you know, I have every intention on living. So if something happens to me, it's like, just so you know, it's suspicious. I plan to live, and I don't want to die. So,
you wanted to talk to me about,
Melinda Thomas.
Melinda Thomas. What's
up? So now I am perfect segue because that's exactly what I was doing now. Okay. So I want to talk about Melinda Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
This case is absolutely infuriating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad we get to talk about it. Melinda Thomas is a friend of mine in here. Let me tell you about her history.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is amazing. She is a stand-up, conservative, kick-ass, woman. She's an all-American gal. She grew up out here in Southern California. So she, her history is interesting because, you know, she's a prior felon, but her history of felony is like ridiculous because her prior felony was in 2012. And they got her on this San Bernardino County. By the way, can I tell you how ridiculous San Bernardino County is? They got her on false imprisonment and assault with a firearm because she pulled an antique firearm, a 1910 Colt firearm, on a guy who was trying to take her car. Yeah.
So what the fuck was she supposed to do?
Yeah. So she takes to her dad. Her dad's a firearm collector and, like, gun reseller. So she sees this guy trying to take her car. She runs out there with a 1910 Colt.
Yeah.
So she, like, pulls this fire. I mean, the guy, this thing's questionable as to whether it even fires. I mean, I don't even know, like, how many rounds this thing fires. Like, maybe what, one or three? I don't even know. She has this, you know, shiny things, like, engraved. She pulls this firearm on this guy. The car was in, like, a carport. He calls the cops. He calls the cops.
So basically, California's just a fucking... I don't know why you still lived in California, piece of shit, that fucking state that is. You mean to tell me this fucking obvious crackhead could go and try to steal a woman's car? She can't freaking try to keep her property, which she probably needs her car to go to work, so that way she could pay taxes, so this asshat could go out and steal cars. And yet she's the one in trouble because he calls the cops. Like, oh my God. And she didn't fight fair. Like, like, honestly, if she would have went out and kicked him in the nuts, would she probably still would have been in jail too. Probably longer time because that would have been, they probably would have hit her with sexual assault or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously. So she got false imprisonment. Welcome to San Bernardino County. She got false imprisonment and assault with a firearm because he called the cops. and lost her son. Yeah, no, she didn't want to lose her son. So they made her plead out.
Hey.
Then, so that's her prior.
So did she do time for that?
Yeah, so I think she did like 9 months or a year or something stupid. So fast forward to 2018. Yeah. I mean, this is where it gets ridiculous, right? Yeah. So she learned a lot about the system because this is a great gal, by the way. I love this woman. Just a fucking. And by the way, can I say her childhood was tough. She had it hard, you know. I mean, and never once has she been a me tooer or a whiner about it. She's like, hey, you know, this is the kind of gal who could whine about her childhood and doesn't. Never been a victim. She's a I don't know if she's a pro MMA fighter. She trains with Cobra Kai out of Victorville with Joe Daddy Stevenson Jiu-Jitsu, which is a really well-known trainer. And she trains with Joel Rodriguez. I mean, these are some big deal people, really well-known in that world. I mean, she's like the only woman on their fight team. I mean, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
This is what pisses me off about this. This is the woman who's had her fucking hard knocks in life, and they've really, you know, done their best to tear her down. She keeps picking herself up and fighting.
Yeah.
Literally. She was training little kids in the gym.
Oh, wow.
She's training women how to fight against domestic violence. I mean, this woman kicks ass. Literally. She's a great gal, you know, and this system keeps pulling her down. And so this is where in 2018 it gets worse. All right, so she's eating this piece of shit named Angel, and he goes. So he 2018. He shows up at her house. They've been fighting. You know, he's been drunk, and so she kicked him out in July for domestic violence. He shows up in September. And he's pissed. He's basically pissed that she kicked him out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He, and so he got to the house and he beat her up in the front yard. And he hit her with his gun. And so neighbors called the cops, and she told him to stop and give her gun. And the cops got there, and she told him everything was fine. And he left, cops left, and he tore the house up. She took pictures, and she went, and she got a restraining order, by the way. So she did everything right. She went, she got a restraining order, she tried, you know, she went all the legal avenues, she did everything she was supposed to do. And again in September, he shows up, threatens to come to the house, threatens to come get his stuff. She said, look, I don't want to deal with this. I'll meet you to bring you stuff. So she's got a box of shit. But she doesn't realize that this is how vindictive this guy is. And this is typical of domestic violence, right? He uses the system against her. Of course he does. Of course he does. Because this is what abusive exes do. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's familiar with domestic violence can attest to this. They will abuse the criminal justice system against you. Anybody who's familiar with domestic violence should know this. And in this county, apparently, they're happy to allow men to do this. I should know.
Yeah.
So guess what? So she shows up, tries to meet him at a neutral location. Well, the gun was in the fucking box, right? And this is a gun he owned. It was a ghost gun that he had built. He'd owned it before. You know, she's a felon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she meets them there, give him his shit. Well, he had the cops there. So guess what? Now she's a felon in possession of a firearm. It was a setup. So now they charge her. And then he accuses her of sending him threats. He's scared. Now this is a guy who's a pro MMA fighter.
Hey, what's his name?
Angel Rodriguez. I don't know what his last name is. Sorry. His name isn't Rodriguez. That's from her boxing coach. I don't know what his last name is. He claims to be, his name is Angel something. I don't know what his last name is.
Oh.
I mean, I think they protect victim's name in court cases. But this is a professional MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. She's smaller than I am. But he's scared of her now. He's scared because she has a gun. She doesn't have bullets for the gun. But she sent him threatening text messages. Now, keep in mind, this is a woman who has a restraining order against this man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's come to her house and beat him. She has beat her up. And by the way, when he came and beat her up, he was out on bail for a felony. And he was drunk. Okay, so, yeah. She has the restraining order. But he's scared because she sent him threatening text messages. He outweighs her by 100 pounds. And he's a pro MMA fighter. They met at the gym that she works at. But he's scared. He's scared of her.
I don't know. But the cops saw the... I don't know. It's always those short, feisty ones that you know. You're never really afraid of the pit bull. You're afraid of the chihuahua that would like really go cut, like get a chunk out of you.
She done everything she could to get away from this guy.
You have 1 minute left.
Call me back.
I mean, don't.
Thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
And we're back with Mercedes. And Mercedes. Please continue.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. So we're back. And, you know, I mean, look, this is a guy, you know, he's got a history, according to her. She, you know, this is like a war machine type guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a history of domestic violence with other girlfriends. He eventually got kicked out of the gym.
Yeah.
He's no longer allowed there, by the way.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they came around to that. But anyway, so she went to the free trial. She asked for an attorney. She was assigned Brock Shaw. So Brock Shaw came in. She was denied a speedy trial. She went to the. She filed a motion to dismiss and was told that she didn't list prejudice. So the judge Raphael denied the motion. Brock Shaw called her in court into the hallway, and so what happened was Brock Shaw basically steamrolled her and tried to like get her to plead out. It was a 16-month plus, you know, and a half. And tried to say, well, whose guns were these? You know, I want you, and, you know, tried to play the game like, well, basically, you're a felon, so you're going to have to plead out. And she's like, I didn't do anything. I didn't send any text messages that were threatening. This wasn't my gun. Like, no, I didn't do anything here. And because I've been in your fucking system before, you know, I know how this works. Like, no, I'll take this to trial because I didn't do anything.
Right.
So at that point, because they weren't going to help her out, she went pro se. And pro se is like, you know, pro se, it means you're going to represent yourself.
Right.
And then this is a woman who also, in addition to working at this gym, she's also an electrician. She had her own, so she's very competent. She owned her own electrician business. So, I mean, the gym thing was just almost like a peripheral thing she was doing. She's also a really competent electrician. She's doing really well for herself.
Right.
So she's like, you know what? I don't need you. I understand how the system works. I'm going to do my own thing. Well, that's when they really started fucking with her. Because they realized that they had somebody who wasn't going to back out.
Mm.
So then this is when the real, you know, prosecutorial misconduct started. So she showed up. They started doing some really nasty shit. Like, they changed her appear time at one point from 9 a.m. to 8:30. So then she shows up at 8:45 thinking she's, you know, there a little bit early.
Yeah.
And they pull her in. They take her to custody because they didn't tell her that her time was changed and said she was in contempt of court.
How's
that? Raised her bail to $450,000. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just shit like that. I mean, just like small town. Like, one time they even, like, changed the clock time. Like, the batteries out of the clock. I mean, like, stuff you see on TV, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, just, she was handcuffed to put in the jury box. I mean, just like, just crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, there's other stuff here that's like really, like, I'm not going to read all of it, but I mean, I can't even believe some of the stuff happened.
Hmm.
Then when you get into, okay, this is really interesting. You get into her trial. her trial is where it gets really ugly. So juror number 8 that she didn't want in her trial is the son of one of the sheriffs at the station where she was arrested. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That, I mean, shouldn't have been done. So here's where another thing. Her trial readiness hearing. There was something else. There were a couple other things I wanted to read off. Oh, her attorney for trial. The attorney that they assigned her for trial is now a judge in Barstow. He was down from being a prosecutor up north. He took a job as a public defender down here just because he knew that there was a vacancy to be a judge in Barstow. So he took a temporary job as a public defender down here in Southern California because he saw that opening to be a judge in Barstow. And so now he's working as a judge in Barstow, even though her case is still open.
Huh.
Yeah. So he didn't care if he won the case or not. Oh, and then here's another one. This is a big one. She needs to have, here's where she's entitled to a new trial. There were issues with the belt recording, the transcription that were given to the jury. Multiple words and phrases were changed to make Melinda Thomas appear to be belligerent. Like, they pulled out entire key phrases and interactions. So, like, there was an interaction that she was having with Angel where she was lost and he was yelling at her. And she was like, Angel, where are you? And he's like, bitch, you know where the fuck you are. How am I supposed to find you if you don't tell me where you are? And they totally pulled that out. Because by pulling that out, because she said back to him, because he goes, bitch, you know where the fuck you are. And then she goes, Angel, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, bitch, you know where the fuck you are.
So basically, they edited the audio so that way she sounds like the aggressor.
They edited the transcripts of it.
Oh.
To make her look like she was belligerent. Yeah, I mean, they totally mocked it up to make her look like she is, and then it's supposed to read where she goes, Angel, where are you? And then he goes, bitch, you know where the fuck you are. And then she goes, Angel, where the fuck are you? How the fuck am I supposed to find you? And he goes, how am I supposed to find you if you don't tell me where you are? Like, that's how the interaction went. And instead, they totally pulled his part out. So then it just reads, Angel, where are you? Angel, where the fuck are you? How the fuck am I supposed to find you?
Who did she piss off?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
She pissed them off because she wouldn't take their 16 months, and this county has a 98.2% conviction rate.
Right.
So, I mean, per Penal Code 132, mm-hmm. any government agency that offers any record document known to be false or perjured is guilty of a felony. And D.A. Roth gave the perjured documents to the jury as true in fact, knowing D.A. Roth altered them. She should be entitled to a new trial.
Right.
So, I mean, and nobody's willing to, here's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for anybody who has any ability to help her file these documents per Penal Code 132, She'll file them herself. She just doesn't know how to file the document. But here's what she needs. She needs the ability to be able to file these. She needs help. And nobody in this county is willing to help her because, you know, it's crazy. They even moved her court date up. She was supposed to go January 26th, and now they moved it to January 15th. They really – so here's what's crazy. They – after this trial was done, this is what they sentenced her to for attempted criminal threat with the possession of firearms, which should, you know, be a sentence of, like, 16 months with half. Mm-hmm. Get this sentence. They're doubling 3 years to 6 years with a 5-year enhancement and 2 years of prison time, a gun enhancement, and 1 year for criminal threat. It's like they're trying to give her like 16 years.
What?
16 years. 16 years.
I'm sorry. Was anyone killed? I mean, was she selling drugs to kids? I mean, did they catch her? Did they catch her jerking off in a school zone? Like, what happened?
No, and even that last one, like those guys, like don't even get that. No. It's like, and by the way, like this attempted criminal threat, they didn't even find any threatening text messages on her phone. The allegedly criminal threat, there weren't any. There were no criminal threats found. There weren't any. There were no criminal threats. There were no criminal threats. Like, he was trying to claim that there were criminal threats on this phone. Where were they? And the gun was his. She had pictures of him from Facebook with that gun that predated their relationship.
That wasn't even taken into account.
They showed it at the trial. There were like the deliberation on it was like 5 days or something. But there was juror number 8 and juror number 11 were holdouts that they were going to convict her. There were plans. Now the thing about Melinda Thomas is she grew up in that area. And she knows a lot about a lot of people out there.
Right.
Literally. She knows a lot about a lot of people out there. So there are some people in that area that find her to be mighty inconvenient. And they don't like how headstrong she is. So they're going to punish her for not just taking her time and quieting, you know, shut the fuck up. So here, let me hold on 1 second. I'm going to get you her info because she needs your help. She needs everybody's help.
Right.
Hold on.
Right. Okay, so we're going to get Melinda Thomas's info. So if there's anyone out there who's in California, San Bernardino, wherever, that can help her, please jot down this information. I will put it in the description as well. And, you know, help her file. Because it sounds like, she got a shit sandwich and she shouldn't be eating it.
No. So she needs a good attorney, California, or anybody who can help her. Here's the case number. It's F as in Frank, V as in Victor, I as in Ice, 170029 66. It's a case file number. And then her booking number here is 201-034-1857. That's for Melinda Thomas. And let me repeat that actually. Make sure you guys got that down. Just in case you didn't get it.
All right.
Again, it is FBI Frank Victor Ice, 170-029-66, 201-034. 1857. And her boxing coach, who's Joel Rodriguez, and her her jiu-jitsu coach,
Yes.
Out of Cobra Kai in Victorville. Joe Daddy Stevenson, jiu-jitsu out of Cobra Kai. I know he said he'd be willing to talk, so maybe you can reach out to him, Louis.
All right.
That'd be actually really cool.
Yes, mistress.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And yeah, if any of you are attorneys who would help Melinda out, she file that. She just needs her penal code 132. She needs to file that form to get a new trial because it just won't help her out here. They really have fucked this woman over, and I really want to help her.
All right, so I'm going to make sure.
They've done everything they can. You know what's interesting?
What?
Is I wrote about her case to Gavin.
Yeah.
And those letters got intercepted and returned to sender on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everything I've written about her case has gotten intercepted and sent back. I've had to resend almost everything I've written about her.
Ha ha. You can't
really
intercept this.
Yeah, they really don't want me to talk. I mean, even right now, the day room is closed in between everything I've written about Melinda Thomas, everything I've like, even right now, we were talking and they closed the day room on us, and they really don't like me talking about her case for some reason.
Hmm.
And I think it's because they know that I can be effective talking about it.
Hmm. Well, this is going on.
They did some really shady shit. They did some really shady shit on that case, and they know it. Mm-hmm. And they don't want it being brought to light, especially that Victorville courthouse. They do a lot of stuff out there because it's out in the high desert. Think, what was that? TV show with the meth head?
Well, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think. That's what the high desert's like.
Oh.
In Southern California. It's Breaking Bad. They don't want anybody knowing about it.
Mm.
They don't like anybody digging around in that region. It's the last thing they want. And they're not used to having people like me stuck in this shithole area digging around in here going, wait a second, they're doing what? Well, somebody needs to talk about this. They don't like that. So usually we share the day room and I'm able to stand at the gate and talk to these people. Melinda's over on the other side with the girls who've done prison time, and they've actually shut the day room on me, so I have to yell across to them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I can't stand close to the gate and talk to them anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, literally, she and I were talking, and they told her, get away from the gate, and they shut the day room on us. That was the last time she and I talked, and we still yell across to each other. Yeah, pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then that night, the letters came back that I had sent to Gavin, and they were about her case.
All right, well, I mean, you know, people love listening to you on the show, and when you call in, they're like, well, when's Mercedes coming back on?
It just means I'm doing something right. I mean, if there's that much pushback about me talking about her case, then that means I hit on a nerve and that makes me that much to talk about her case.
Yeah.
Then that means that if they don't want me talking about it, then that means that that's what I need to be talking about.
Exactly.
I mean, what are they going to do, put me in jail?
Yeah.
Too late, buddy. I'm already here.
Well, they'll make you scrub the toilets with your toothbrush.
I already have to do that.
Oh.
I already scrub my toilet with the little fucking razors that they give me.
Razor?
That works. Yeah, they give us this little fucking quarter-inch razors. If you want to get the grime off your toilet, what you do is take the old razor and you take the guard off of it and you scrub the inside with a razor. It's the only way to get the fucking calcium lime off your toilet.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I like my toilet clean. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, but I got like a brush, and I use like the Lysol like liquid, and I, you know, scrub it nice and down, and then I take some, you know, Fantastic, and spray around the toilet, you know, disinfect.
You have 1 minute left.
All right.
Now, I don't get the good cleaning solution, so I just have to use an old fucking razor.
Well, all right.
I love you.
I love you too.
Beso, beso, beso. Mwah.
Ooh. I'm lucky.
Well, oh, I mean, I'll talk to you next week. So have a good Christmas. Have a bad day for me.
I will. Salam alaikum.
Okay. Salam alaikum. What's the name?
Alaikum assalam. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
The caller has hung up.
That's the end of my show. Donk.